Blog Talk Radio.
I met this girl on Baltic Avenue. You can tell now she steps on boardwalk. She was from Park Place. I asked her what she was doing on the side of town. She said she had some taxes to pay. I figured I'd take a chance in advance to go and find out more about her, cause there's more to know than the way she sways and the way that she wears her clothes or the way that she plays this game. So cold. She said she came up rough and the one income household was not enough. No. These people used to joke a lot and tease her about her clothes not being in style. Junior high, she started working overtime, scrubbing floors or working on assembly lines just so she could help her mother out. And after college, they moved into Marvin's Garden, and she got a job working at the city water department to save enough cash to move into community chest condos on Pennsylvania Ave. She fell in love with this dude named Ray, who was a small time hustler from St. Charles Place. She argued with her mama about Ray's work, when he was sent up date on the same day that she gave birth.
The baby never made it. It drove her nearly crazy, and she
people find it hard just to hang on. You'll often find them in the same place complaining, instead of finding a better way of maintaining. She could have bought up the crack, wishing she would die, and just gave up on trying. Instead she grinds from the bottom just to make it to the bottom. Now she on top and she cries.
Look at her.
Yeah.
This is product of Damon Network. This is the Solace of Nashville Poetry Hour, and I'm your host, Shannon Stanton. On air now from Lagos.in at 615-453-19-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Again, that number is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Well, hello, hello, hello. And all right, all right, all right. This is Shannon Stanton, and I'm back on my poetry show. And I've been gone for a minute, y'all. I've been gone for the past month. I had to do some deeper research on my life and myself as a person. So what happened was I had to go to rehab, get myself together, because I didn't want to die using no drugs. And I'm glad I did, because God has really been moving a whole bunch of different mountains for me. And I'm just really not feeling like the same person I was the last show I did. And I'm changing by the minute. And I'm still working my job. Everything's still moving. And my poetry is still flowing. And it's a better do for me now, because my mind is concentrating on better things. So this is one of the pieces that I wrote, one of the first pieces I wrote while I was in treatment, and it has no title. Here it goes. My thoughts and my own actions are the reasons why I'm in here for the fight of my life. So I said to myself, Shannon, the pen ain't gonna pick its own damn self up and write. Now, I don't care who take this poem personal. This piece was personal, and I myself took it personal. But personally, I can't keep these personals on my persons without personalizing the person behind my personality. But that's just me. I'm going to need y'all to pray for me, because it's scary knowing God is changing me from the person that I used to be. See, I try to be, but in spite of me, I won't fight for me, because everything that's wrong for me feels so right for me. Because there's one thing about life that I have never understood. Why all the things that's so wrong for me, the stuff that makes me feel so good? Yeah, it sounds good. And I refuse to run back to a weed pipe, crack pipe, and a hair with a needle. I need to hold on to myself before I can be my own sister's keeper. Y'all, I need you. I ain't here to compete with you, trying to beat you. We all gonna eat. I'm just trying to help feed you. I had to write this out to get this out of me and off of me. My ink is the only gateway I have to keep my sanity. Because for real, I'm for real. God's the one who can heal me. I don't care what made me weak. It must have made me stronger, because it didn't kill me. Now, I ain't walking out the doors, because I'm sick of walking out on me. And when I walk up in this place, I came through these doors for me. I hope y'all feel me. Because underneath all this beauty, there's a beast inside that's trying to kill me. But I ain't going to let it. Because I'm all cried out with my soul been dried out. So it's time for God to rewrite it. Because I'm ready to play spades with the hand of the cards that I don't, you know, don't matter who's dealing. If I lose the book, I'll take what it took, because it wasn't nothing but a feeling. And I'm going to talk louder than that funk-ass weed I used to smoke, and I feel good without getting high. And whoever or whatever makes you feel you can't make it, they told you a lie. I ain't buying no more mile-high tickets, and ain't nobody causing me, you know, to do no crash landing. My addiction brought me to my knees, and I prayed while I was down there, and that's the only reason why I'm still standing. So when I take these clothes off, I'm still clothed in strength, and I'm smiling while I'm wearing my mask. Because personally, I'm the one that has to be the survivor of my own past, and that's that piece.
Wow, so, Shannon, okay, you're starting your mess already. You're already getting down to the get down. Okay, I see you. Okay, we hear you.
Oh, I don't know. It feels kind of strange, man, stepping out of my element on a radio show for the first time. Now, while I was in there, you know, I did some poetry for the girls, and they loved all of them. And it's a few that I wrote while I was in there. But it's just, it's different. It's different now because life is moving different, and I'm going in a different pace than I was prior to. And I had the confidence because I had alcohol and the drugs to boost me up, but now I don't have that. So it ain't nothing but right. God now, me and God.
Well, I told you, you know, we all have, you know, your back, and, you know, and it's deep. You know, I have a poem right now. Usually I don't usually do poems. I haven't done a poem on this radio for almost like 4 months. So I'm going to make it real quick, and it's all about reality. And it's about love. And I wrote this actually back in 2012. I did this on the solace of Louisville poetry. I wrote this, Steve Queen and Wonder Twin. It's real simple. Just saying your name makes you realize how much meaning you add to my life. I watch your actions every day and hold along your kiss when I'm awake. But reality dawns a rainy day, a world of fantasy and dismay. In my dreams, I make you mine, and I'm going to hold you until the end of time. But you know, Olaski loves to wake, but I found that you weren't there. My world is full of sorrow and despair, and in reality, like a rushing wind, it destroys my hope. My everything. And that's that piece.
Oh. That was
I've been through a lot of pain. A lot of pain in my life. A lot of, you know, relationships that didn't go right. Sitting on my deck. Tears in my eyes. Wondering why. And, you know, Shannon, you know, me and you we're a rare breed. You know, you are my little sister. We pick ourselves up and we go back at it and we do it again and again and again. We never stop believing what it is, and that is all in all's love, the creator above. Because, you know, even you, when we're down here doing our thing, and sometimes we might hurt people in the process, sometimes we might build people up in the process, man, all in all sees everything. You know, he sees every single thing that we do. And now before we take our next call, of course, you know, I'll be on the wheels of steel. I told you I got my girl's back, you know, because she's all that, and so am I. You know, she's a great poet, and I'm a Hall of Famer. You know, we just played, you know, Music Soul Child, you know, Womanopoly, and I'm going to give you a girl from Philadelphia who's been all that. One of the most underrated singers, Miss Shannon Benton. Her name is Carol Riddick. And tonight is the soundtrack of your life. It's about love. Each stage. We talked about the first stage of a woman building herself up from nothing to become a leader and a queen. And now we're talking about a woman jumping into love. Hey, Carol, take us away, baby.
Welcome back. This is Shannon Stanton, the host of Silence of Nashville. And we have a caller in the queue. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm sorry. I'm here. This is Angela. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Shannon.
Oh, yes.
How are you? I'm so glad to hear you back.
I'm super blessed, Angela. It's good to hear from you. I'm good.
I'm so glad to hear you back. I truly have missed you. I just want to let you know that I am here, not just as the commissioner for O&E Dynasty, but I'm here. If you just need a friend, I'm here. But I want to share something with you. I don't do poems. I mean, I do poems, but poems is not really my thing. Words is my thing. Like, God deal with me with words. And tonight, I want to share this with you. And it's called Transform. The T stands for today I choose to reset, start over, renew, start from fresh, and I arrive to the rebirth, to come from, to ascend. I won't be defeated. I choose to go to the next level. I choose to walk in my spiritual awakening. That is my desire. I shall walk in my truth because faith tells me that it's not going to be easy, but it's possible. I can overcome anything that comes in my path because I am an example of resilience. I've been through the storm. I've weathered, and I still stand. I choose to give my voice power. That speaks volume for my character. I want to motivate others to walk in their purpose. Shannon, tonight, you have chose through going through your rehab to transform who you are. And I thank you for being just who you are. I thank you for doing the things that you need to do to get yourself together for you. And I want you to know that I love you from the bottom of my heart.
I love you.
I'm
going to
sit
back
and continue to listen to your show.
Yes, thank you. And I just want to thank you for everything you've done for me thus far, hosting me on your show and doing the little things that you did for me when you took care of me when I asked you to. I mean, you've been an awesome friend, and thank you so much for everything. And I promise you, if it's God's will, I'm going to do better by my friends, because y'all deserve support just like y'all have supported me, and I thank you for everything.
I am my sister's keeper. You know, I believe that is one of my purpose for being on this earth. You know, we all have a purpose, and my purpose, I feel, is to help other people discover their purpose and to help other people walk in their purpose. So that's what I'm here for. I'm here to educate, empower, and encourage. And if that's what I need to do to help you along this journey, that's what I'm here to do.
Thank you, Angela. You hear me?
Yeah, she's gone now. Yeah, all right, we're going to continue the rest of our show. You got another piece for us right now, Ms. Shannon Stanton?
I do.
All right, let's get to it. We want to hear it.
Okay, this is a piece I wrote this is the first piece I wrote when I went to rehab, because I didn't know if I was going to stay or not, and I was really weak and sick, very sick. Here it goes. God, where are you? Because I really need you here to help me get past what I'm going through. God, please guard me. My shield has too many holes and dents in the arrows when life bombards me. God, I get scared. And half of the time, my heart even questions whether or not you're really even there. But you saved me. And even though I can't see it sometimes, you always make a way for me. Love is what you've shown. Even when I stunt my own growth, your love for me has always grown. God, you've been good. Even when I've done all that I shouldn't and less of what I should. God, you never left me. Even through my many troubles, sickness, and sorrows, you always kept me. I won't stop fighting. And when my mouth won't thank you for everything, I'll show you my gratitude through my writing. God, cover me. Shield me from the things that I love and show me how much you're still loving me. God, don't give up on me. And when I'm surrounded by fake and hate, God, show me that you'll keep loving me. I'm going to keep my head up. And if I'm low by life lows, blows, please, God, please don't let me give up. God, I need you. And if the only way to hold on to you, I hope my arms are long enough to reach you. God, please don't leave me. Because I know if I ask for your grace, you can handle any task regardless of what my needs be. Stay near me. And when I can't find a peace of mind, when I talk to you, I want you to hear me. God, reach down and touch me. Show me how to love you the same way that you love me. God, please protect me. I want to change my life so bad, but sometimes my flesh just won't let me. God, I can't do this alone. And if I lose my way, God, please bring me back to you where I belong. Don't stop believing in me. Let me know you'll stay here when my faith in you is leaving me. God, I know you're there. You help me live again, and if I lose my way, I win, and this is a poet's prayer. That's that piece.
Outstanding, outstanding. And, you know, poetry sometimes is always to impress upon others, but sometimes your poetry impresses upon the person who actually writes it. And Shannon is, you know, a lot of people around the chatters and our only family, you know, want to give encouragement. But before we do that, let's keep it real. You know, our wonderful Port Lauderdale here, you know, has been going through a lot. And I told her I had her back all night. Now, this is going to be like a novel between me and her. Her wonderful poetry and, of course, what I do on a constant basis. Tonight, we're going to talk about love. And what she shared was her love for herself, being able to overcome all obstacles to win. Shannon Stanton is a winner. And sometimes in relationships, man, you know, to rekindle that flame, especially, in, you know, when you're loving someone, right? We're going to let Dwelling tell y'all the story, and then we're going to take on our next caller right here on these O&E stations. Hey, boy, what's going on, Dwelling? Tell us what you're talking about. How you treat your woman.
Everybody cheat, right? Come on. Oh, I can never affair with nobody else but you. You sexy as hell, but you know my girlfriend too. She say things about you, like how you's a freak and I, how you do things she never. I never get the pleasure. Because of the morning after, the shame she would feel inside, the lecture I'd have to sit through, how her mama raised her right. Y'all both rock different hairdos, but y'all kinda look alike. I know the way I can tell it sounds wrong, but it feels so right.
Girl, oh, girl, girl,
I'm cheating on my
girl, girl, girl.
My girl, while she keeps the business pulse, she dressed warm in the summer, while you don't wear any clothes.
It's winter.
remembering the other day, a dozen of them long stem roses. You told me never ever. This rose that you would rather me send them to the other. And then you took off your clothes. You asked me who I wanted, the nasty one I suppose. We tossed them into the moonlight, a break from my everyday world. I fell asleep with my love affair and woke up next to my girl. Yeah, yeah.
Girl,
I'm cheating with my
girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Girl,
I'm cheating on my
girl.
Welcome back. This is Shannon Stanton, your host of Silence of Nashville. We have caller 2 on cue. Caller, where are you calling from and what's your name?
I'm calling out of Philadelphia and my name is Tara Strength. How you doing, Miss Stanton?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just sitting here listening to your outstanding poetry. You are a natural talent when it comes to that poetry I see. Where'd you learn to write like that?
Well, I mean, I think it was a gift passed through God, from God to my mother to me, because I've actually been writing poetry since I was 4 years old. So I just picked it up when I was little. I mean, I guess it's just a gift.
Well, you're right. It is a gift. It is a gift from God. You know, it's a reminder that He's with you always, and you're always loved by Him.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times, you know, a lot of us get in trouble when we forget how much we are loved by Him. You are certainly loved by Him, as we all are. You know, and you just got to remember that. You know, I know life is challenging for all of us, but you are supremely talented, and you know you can ride that talent. You can use that talent to soothe your soul when things get tough, which I'm pretty sure you do. And I just want to thank you for sharing that gift with us.
Thank you.
I know it soothes my soul when I hear you.
Thank you so much. Do you have a piece you want to do for us?
I have a piece? Oh, no, I don't have a piece. No, I'm not talented like that, no. but I really thank you for your show. The show is outstanding. I enjoyed listening to you, and you just hang in there, and you just remember that no matter what's going on, you are loved always, 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 Shannon.
Thank you.
And that's all I have.
Okay. Are you ready for me to do another piece?
We are always ready for you to do pieces. That's why we have this show, man. Your talent is poetry. Let's get it in, man. Let's do it.
This is a piece
and of course,
that's old.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's an older piece, but everybody seems to love it, and I love it too, and I need to hear this piece for myself tonight.
All right, time is yours.
It's called Power in the Thorn. This thorn in my side has caused so much pain. I've done all that I could. I pulled, I tugged, and I yanked at it, but my efforts were just no good. So I went to my friends and to all of these doctors just to find a remedy. But it seemed the thorn plunged deeper inside and turned from pain to misery. So with a humble heart, I went to God in hopes that he would heal. He denied my request, and he said he knows best and just let him do his will. So I tried to move on with my life as if the thorn wasn't even there. But inside, it felt like I was broken, and I just could not never be repaired. I started to see the people I love moving on without me in their lives. I carried a smile, but loneliness haunted me on the inside. So once again, I went to the Lord, and I said, God, remove this from my side. And he said no, and later on, I know the reasons by and by. This made me feel so helpless. It made me wonder, what is there left to do? I felt like God had left me alone to try to make it through. Self-pity sank in, and I drank in sin as bitterness filled my cup. The end started looking attractive to me. I just wanted to give it all up. And then all of a sudden, the grace of God came flooding through my mind. So in spite of me, I fell to my knees to pray to God just one more time. I said, God, please take this thorn away. It's too much for my side. He said, the thorn will remain, but my love hasn't changed, and here's the reason why. He said that I was chosen for his purpose and his reason. He said that he would make me whole to bear fruit in my season. He said the thorn was not designed to hurt, harm, or destroy. He said that if I nurtured it, one day it'd bring me joy. He said the thorn was there when I had nothing or nobody else. The thorn would one day help you go and bless somebody else. And when you get discouraged just because things don't go as planned, remember the friend you have in Jesus. Talk to him. He'll understand. You have a thorn. You're not a thorn. And you're the one I chose. Even though the world only sees the thorn, all I made was a beautiful rose. That's that piece.
Wow. Now, see, Shannon Stanton, you know, that's why she's here. You know what I mean? One of the most talented poets we ever had on this network. You know, it's following the same line as Miss Tia's Queen and Precious Patterson and Gina Storm. The greats, I'm saying now, she's here to perform. Listen, all you guys out there, man, you got a lot of calls, but of course, you know, this is our, you know, our lifeline tonight, you know what I'm saying? Shannon and I giving you the volumes, okay? Giving you the book and giving you the music, giving you the score of tonight. There is no other song I could play for you right now, and this is dedicated to you, Shannon. I love you very, very, very much. And the only person that can talk to you right now, you ready for it, Shannon? Is the great.
Yes.
It's the great Donny Hathaway. Let's get it.
Thank you.
tonight, man. Shannon Stanton wants to hear from our callers tonight. She'll give you one last piece at the end of the program. But we're going to get these callers on right now. Is that all right, Shannon, get these callers on? That's what you'd like, right?
It is absolutely okay to get these callers on. Let's get it in.
All right, caller number 3 on the line right now with Shannon Stanton and the South of Nashville right here at O&E. Caller. All right, you know.
Hello?
I know this person fall out in the spirit. Call you online?
Hello.
I think caller is. There she is. All right, there we go.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
Hey, Andrea.
How you doing? I had to call in tonight. And I just had to say, girl, that power of the thorns, you probably don't remember, but a year ago this month, you read that on my show when I was going through a very difficult time. And it really encouraged me, girl. You are gifted. You are anointed. And you touch more people than you probably realize. And a lot of times when we're going through our deepest pain, that's where those deepest gifts come out, like that poem you just read. And, girl, just keep moving forward. Because you're such a blessing to the world, more than you realize. And I just wanted to stop by tonight and tell you that. And I love you. Always here.
I love you too, Andrea.
I love you too. And I got a poem for you, if that's okay.
Yes, ma'am.
You may have heard it before. It's called He Restores My Soul. I wrote this at a night. It was a very dark night for me. Hope it encourages you. Says, I'm awake tonight, feeling so weary. I pray to God through tears of despair. I ask God, are you still there? Life sometimes gets too much to bear. Hours pass, still no rest. I ask God to give me strength to fight this mess. I cry, God, please help me to steer the course. Guide me with your gentle voice. Speak to me. And I will listen, because I know only you can direct me in the right position. As daybreak gets near, suddenly peace appears. And somehow I just know he has restored my soul. Thank you, Lord, for holding me and never, ever letting go. That's for you.
And oh, Andrew, that was beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Just know he's always there for you. And reach out to me anytime, girl, okay?
I will.
All right. I love you, girl.
I love you, too.
All right. That was our only alumni host, Ms. Andrea Kaczynski. And we really appreciate her and her support still down through our months and being part of Legacy of the O&E Dynasty. Okay. Now we go to our next caller, caller number 4. You're on the line right now with Shannon Stanton in the South of Nashville right here at O&E.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Miss Shannon. How are you?
I'm super blessed. How about yourself?
I'm well. This is Sharice, and I'm calling in to congratulate you. And I'm listening to your wonderful art of poetry. And then your poetry is phenomenal. You're like one of the best poets that I've ever conversated with. And it comes so natural to you. And I also want to congratulate you on your journey in life. And I'm here cheering for you because I'm standing outside of the picture, looking inside the picture, which is where you are. And based upon what I see, you are stronger than any person that I ever came in contact with. And I'm so happy for you, and I'm always cheer for you, no matter what.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. Sharice,
yes.
can you tell everyone about your show?
Oh, yes. My show is the Sharice Lee Program, and I deal with, different issues concerning domestic violence. I am a beginner advocate for domestic violence. I'm continuing on the legacy of my mother, who was an advocate as well. So, you know, that's just what I do, because it is, domestic violence is like the highest rate of violence that ever existed. Some cases are known and other cases are unknown. And, you know, I just wanted to bring it to everyone's attention. Thank you, Ms. Shannon, for letting me say my piece. And I love you. Yeah,
thank you so much for coming through. You got a poem? Hello?
Not this time. I'm really not like a poetry type person, but
okay.
I can try to
you
prepare
just
one.
You just called in to support me?
Yes, I just called in to support you because I think you're so wonderful. And I
thank
just want to let
so
know
much.
I'm listening to you. You're welcome, and I am supporting you every step of the way.
Thank you so much, Sharice.
Well, I told you, Shannon, you know, a lot of times, you know, Shannon's been fighting through a whole lot, guys, okay? And, you know, she goes through a whole lot. It's none of y'all's business what she's going through. I know, she knows, okay? But, yeah, you know, man, all is going to be all right. But, you know,
right.
She's going through it tonight, and I know she's going through it tonight. And she's fighting through it. And you're here to support her, and I'm really appreciative to all the people who have called in and are listening around the world tonight. And, of course, our next caller. And, of course, you know, we always have these titles and accolades, but I have to say it when they have earned it. The 2019 Broadcasting Enshrinee for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. The woman that's a fraud, I always say she's from, really from New York, but, she, you know, I named her the Jersey Jewel. Ms. Jerry Petito, y'all.
Hey, Shannon. How are you, sweetheart?
Hey, Jerry, I'm good.
So
it's good to hear from you, and congratulations.
Thank you. I'm really emotional tonight, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But listening to you, and I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you went into rehab, and I'm glad you're honoring God, because July will be 30 years for me, and if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be here today. And he's bringing you through this for a reason, and you're right about that thorn, because he has to touch each of us the way we need to be touched. You know, I always kid around and say, he can't whisper to me. He's got to, like, hit me over the head and say, do it now. Do this, Jer. And I'll be like, okay. You know, he can't whisper. Like, maybe to Andrea he can whisper, you know. And I think you and I have a similar personality with that. And where you're concerned, like you were saying, with the thorn staying in your side, God knows you best. And he knows that that's what's going to bring you to the next level. And as far as your poetry, you know what I feel and think about you and your poetry. To me, you are absolutely one of the greatest poets ever. I've said that to you so many times, and I mean that, girl. So
I'm going to continue
to pray for you, that you just stay on the straight and narrow. You have to do it. You have no choice. You hear me? Don't let me whack you.
I don't.
Okay, girlfriend? You have to.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, sweetheart.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, there's something else, Brother Owen, I would like to acknowledge tonight. I do have a poem, but it's kind of off the track, and you'll hear why. We want to honor someone tonight, okay, sweetheart? If you don't mind, I'm going to read it now, okay?
Yes.
All right. Kenny Jeremiah. October 24th of 2020 this year, I surprised a good friend at his show filled with cheer. Kenny Jeremiah is a legend. Soul Survivors was the name. Expressway to Your Heart brought him to fame. The first time we met, we knew from the start our friendship would last. He owned a piece of my heart. Jersey Jewel, he would call me, and smiling, I'd say, expressway to my heart you have every day. The world he had dancing to all of his songs, still jumping off chairs, lived till 70 strong. Today, my heart broke to hear of this news. He lost his battle to COVID. He fought not to lose. He struggled 2 months and fought really hard. But God said, I need you to sing in our yard. I sent honor and love to a man I call friend. To the world, he was loved right up till the end. Let's pray for his family, for them to stay strong. Rest easy now, angel. In heaven you belong. That's for Kenny Jeremiah. Rest in peace, my friend.
And, of course, Shannon, we have a special, special dedication to Kenny Jeremiah. And I went back into the archives and let us do it, you know, expressway to your heart.
Yeah, but beautiful, Jalen.
We wanted to give honor to one of the Hall of Fame rock and rollers. He's definitely going to be missing. Me being a DJ, I had to do that. Rest in life, Kenny Jeremiah. We're all going to miss you. You definitely had this rest with all of our hearts. And what more can I say? To the family, you know, we hope that you find the name of this show, which is Solace. All right, Shannon Stanton, are you ready for the next caller to come on here and do a little bit of poetry? Is you ready? Maybe she's not. Maybe Shannon fell out in the spirit. Shannon, you there?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. Right here, on mute. I was talking to my goddaughter.
Everybody got the spirit of Andrea Preston. Everybody falls out in the spirit. Even Hootie Bakatoo caught me once, and I got him right back the next week. Anyway, that's also noted. Okay, caller number five going around right now with Shannon Stanton and the Solace of Nashville right here at ONE Dynasty.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
This is Okay. This is Mr. Automatic Charismatic. And wow. I called in, I saw the title of the show, and I was like, wow. You know what I mean? So I had to call in.
Thank you.
And I'm listening to this great poetry, and I'm a poet myself. You know?
You got a piece for us?
Yes, I do. I always have a piece. I have my mind, so I bring my piece within my mind. All right, so... Okay.
The mic is yours.
Well, okay. This poem is called Habit. All right. Let's go. Here we go. You see, as I intervene, like a cycle, educated, formulated, this time indeed I will succeed. Everything that I will not be fatigued. I make sure that people do believe that in my mind I shall achieve. Everything that goes in review. See, I go ahead and get my point through. How much of a habit is this? Making the mic my addiction. Everything to grab people's attention. Go ahead, push up. Everything that I duck up, my information. Changing the situation around. It can only be a habit. That everything lost is negative can be put down in the casket. Tragically, I kill all the negative vibes that try to come to me. But it's a habit. It's like an injection. So everything the powerful may come right to your direction. Never be sad. Always keep your head up. Sometimes you're looking at this world like you're fed up. Everything that's false but not lost, and everything that's lost is, well, be false. Now go ahead and put your exhaust. Where is the memory? Where's the time? What's the limit? What is everything we're going through this world for every minute? But it's our time. You see, we got to realize what the habit is. My habit is to be all natural. My habit is to be like the capital, the boss. The boss for everything that costs. See, I would never be lost. I find my way around the circle, and everything is so universal. But see, it's the time. I'm on the stage right in my prime. And every day of this life I will shine, but this is a habit, and I let it be known. My habit. Everything is so fantastic. Everything is so fantastic. So it's graphic. It's like magic. It's a habit to be greater. A part of my nature. Mr. Automatic Charismatic. The lyrical engine. 10 kids in. I'm all in. Mike Tyson with a knockout round. Viper and drive.
Listen, that was that piece. Shannon, how you feel about that piece right there? Mike Tyson, I named
that.
I loved it.
That was amazing. Thank you so much for that.
Yes, indeed. I love you. This man here, and I always say when he comes on, I did get a chance to do it on Only Honest because I wasn't the place, but I'm going to do it now as a regular show. This man here helped me do a lot in technology. And, you know, and then I start to innovate more and more and more using my mind. But you got to get, you know, props where props is due. I love me some Mr. Automatic Charismatic. The wonderful Larry Shepherd. What more can I say? Thank you, sir, for tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, man, stick around, man. And now we go back into, you know, of course, you know, our score tonight. And it wouldn't be the way to do it unless you had Jaguar Wright do it. Be free, y'all.
Like the Bible says, there's a time and a purpose for everything under heaven. And I think you'll say,
free.
You act like you wanna be free. I could go and let you be free.
Shannon, do you want to be free? Jaguar Wright told you to be free. How you feel about that song?
I like that song. I've never heard it before.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, we're on our last call of the night. Caller, you're on line with the Solace of Nashville right here at O&E.
Man, you know what? First of all, I can say all praise is due to all in all and within all, through all, above, and in compassion all. You know, for me to say to you how good it is to hear your tone of voice, the best sound advice I can give you, Shannon, first of all, make no mistake about it. As a traveling man who travel internationally, and I have heard a lot of people who have done spoken word. Many people have did their best to express to you your divine gift. But I want you to hear me tonight like you haven't heard me before. I applaud you in your quest for to get closer to God or the Most High, or as you just heard me say, all in all. One of the greatest gifts that I can offer you is knowing the divine truth about where to look. And I call this one, it's not really a poem, but it's straight from the heart. You know, at times, you know, from Lost Book of Huni, I could be pretty poetic in my delivery at times. And the best thing I can say to you is you have a soul that's resonating in you that nobody can touch. Even with all the things that you have experienced on this side of things, right? One thing they have yet to do, and they try to destroy you. They really try to destroy you. The streets try to destroy you. And, you know, the taste that you have, you know, that try to destroy you. But if you listen to yourself, I don't know how often do you take time to really listen to yourself. And you may not be able to hear you the way that we hear you. What sets you apart from any other artist, and there, I mean, trust me, there's a lot of good artists out there. Shout out to our ancestral angelic being, Anna Waddell, who was fierce in her delivery. But what sets you apart from any other artist I have ever heard, we all hear you. And I ask you that question. I say, you know, are you reading or are you committed to memory? Because those of us who hear you, whether you commit certain things to memory or you're reading off of a page in front of you, your delivery sets you apart from anybody else. And what I hear, and most of the world hear, is your soul, and nothing can touch that. So my humble advice to you is as you get more into your soul, knowing who and what you are, and comprehending this vital point right here, that the real God is looking at you from the inside out, not the outside in. And this is what a whole lot of the people of the world, 85 to 95% of the world, was taught the wrong direction. I'm not saying that there's not a unified, universal all, right? But the main one I'm talking about, when you talk about the God force, it's going to look at you and move from the inside out. Why do you think in the Lord's Prayer, they always say, Our Father, which art or exists in heaven, not on the outside of it? As you continue to get in tune with yourself and realize that powerful soul that you have that's moving from the inside out, not the other way around, you're going to tap into a high that no substance on this earth can begin to touch. And that's an all-natural high. And I'm going to end this by saying it's one of my favorite songs by Groove Theory. I don't know if you're a fan of Groove Theory or not, but they had a song called Come Home. And the lyrics went, the streets will never love you like we do. So leave that life behind and come home. It's so happy. Everybody's so happy to hear your tone of voice. Keep striving and don't ever look back. Tap into that powerful soul that you've got, and I guarantee you that you won't have any need for anything on the outside of you. No one outside of you, no enemy, will be able to test that. Love you always.
Love you, sir.
Wow. You know, it's funny that, you know, Huni said that. There's a song in my mind, and it goes back really to the SOS dance and me. You know, and I mean this because, you know, I brought you to the network, and I knew what I was getting when I got you. And I got somebody that has a love of people and love of artistry, but really poetry is all about. And the song goes, you know, no one's going to love you like I do, nobody. And I feel that way about you, you know. You know, I definitely, you know, praise all in all for you because, you know, we need this network needs a poetry show. It needs it. You know, the legacy of all the great shows we've had, you know, that helped build Damon Network. You know, shout out to Miss Tia's Queen. You know, shout out to Gina Storm. You know, shout out to Precious Patterson and the people that laid down the foundation of life. Shout out to, you know, Paul Sampson, who was with us, you know, for a time. You know, shout out to Van Meadows. You know, these people were with this network, and now you're carrying on that legacy of greatness, and we all love you. And what more can I say? Tomorrow night on these stations, we come right back. Of course, with our weekies. I always call them weekies because they're the only ones on the network that come on every week. And, of course, it starts with the coach, Derek Gibson, and the Huddle Sports Nation, of course, with Uptown Deuce. And that's tomorrow night at 9:30 Eastern, standard time on these O&E stations. And, of course, you know what time it is, right? Damon Network has advertisers to O&E, which is Oladele and Gillespie Enterprise. You reach, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime on that, Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both on Twitter and Instagram, Oladele and Ngozi at Pinterest and Google+, Oladele and Malewa Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, the South of Nashville, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay, day, lay. That goes with my end. Gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malay Rangosi, saying goodnight. And good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Shannon, take us home with a piece, and we out of here like Vladimir.
I'm ready. Okay, this poem is called I Remember. I remember being caught in a trap, and no one seemed to care. I remember the night I forgot to dream, and my life turned into a nightmare. I remember when I would sell my body and soul just to get some dope. I remember when I had no hope and nothing to live for. I remember jumping in cars with strangers willing to pay. I remember how they tried to kill me and take my life away. I remember doing it all over again because I wanted to escape. I remember being beaten, and I remember being raped. I remember walking all up and down the street because I had nowhere to go. I remember being hungry and outside in the cold. I remember when I thought it couldn't possibly ever get any worse for me. Then I remember when that doctor said, you now have HIV. I remember feeling all alone and sorry for myself. And I remember the day I reached out to God and asked him for his help. I remember how he fed my soul with positive energy. And when the world only saw the worst, God brought out the best in me. I remember how my life was then and how God came and changed it. And I'll never forget without God on my side, I never would have made it. That's that piece. Y'all stay blessed and be safe.